Welcome back to That Varking Podcast, where we are going over the greatest dwarves in Middle-earth's history, and today, we are on our second of such dwarves. What if I told you that one of the greatest dwarves of all time was a supporting character? One that wasn't fully fleshed out like Gimli, that didn't go into battle and make friends with the elves, or get to live out his or her days in Valinor. You see, dwarves loved mining and smithing and crafting. It's not just a way to make money for the dwarves, it's not seen as a hobby in their society. Smithing the materials that they mine basically is dwarven culture. And there are many great smiths in dwarven society. I could make the argument that outside of one or two other people, dwarves represented the greatest crafters in the entirety of Middle-earth. I would like to present the argument for Telkar, of the Nograd dwarves, as the greatest dwarf in Middle-earth's history. Telkar was born in the First Age, and he is known for his smithing of equipment. Telkar had crafted a weapon, a dagger, named Angriss. He had made this for Curufin, an elf lord in the First Age. The knife's tale starts off poorly for its owner as Curufin and Celegorm attack Beren and Luthien, and they lose the fight. The knife moves from Curufin's ownership to Beren. Later on, Beren used Angriss for what it became known for. Removing a Silmaril from the Iron Crown of Morgoth. Beren had attempted to remove a second one, but the blade snapped. And you're asking, why is this such a big deal? The Silmarils, there were three of them, were arguably the greatest treasures ever in Middle-earth, and only Feanor had the skill to work on them. Moving on, Telkar also crafted the Dragon Helm of Dor Lomond. This was also known as the Helm of Hador. It is described as a visored steel helm, embossed and embellished with gold and runes, that bore as its crest an image of the head of Glaurung. It is said to bear an enchantment that protected its wearer from wounds and struck fear into the hearts of its enemies. This description was provided by TolkienGateway.net. The helmet was originally forged for Azaghal, a dwarf that may appear in the series of podcasts soon. And Azaghal gave it as a gift to Maedhros. It eventually got passed from one to another, such as Fingon, Hador, Galdor, Húrin, and Túrin. Lastly, the most well-known crafted item Telkar made was a blade that eventually broke. That weapon is Narsil. Narsil was forged in the deeps of time. The blade was given to Elendil, who carried Narsil into the Battle of Dagorlad, where it shone with the light of the sun and moon, and then in the Siege of Bated Dor. Sauron struck Elendil down, and the blade broke into pieces, and its light was gone. Isildur picked up the broken blade at the hilt and used it to cut the One Ring from the hand of Sauron. Yes, people like to point out that the Dwarven Maid's sword broke in combat, but no other weapon was doing damage to Sauron. The broken blade was so well crafted that even in pieces, it was able to slice through Sauron's hand like a blade through hot butter and remove the One Ring. The sword was later reforged for Aragorn. The items that Telkar crafts do things that no other armor pieces or weapons could do. His work is prized by the most powerful and most famous characters in our story. It's only his blade that can slice the Iron Crown and free the greatest of Middle-earth's treasures. It's his helm that goes into epic battles and lives on and inspires troops and causes enemies to panic and run in fear. And it's only his work that is able to slice the finger of Sauron and free the greatest weapon, the One Ring, from Sauron himself. It's his blade that is reforged later in life to give Aragorn the boost and confidence he needs to step up to the plate and finally go handle business. The greatest treasure in the Silmarils, the greatest characters wanted to wear the helm, and the greatest sword ever crafted that cut the greatest weapon off of Sauron's finger, all Telkar, a mighty and great dwarf. But not the greatest. Next week, I will pitch another dwarf who isn't well documented but deserves some shine before I move on to another dwarf that I believe you guys might believe is the greatest. That is it for me. This is my time, and I hope to see you guys on the next one.